Okay, we have here two chazals. Yeah, two chazals on basically the same pasuk. According to many people, the Rashi is based on the Torah's Kohanim, but we'll see there might be a slight difference. I want to start with the Torah's Kohanim, which has a shmuz in the Torah's Kohanim in itself, and then to use the Torah's Kohanim as a Peach HaTzir for the Rashi, which I think is a very powerful shmuz, very nogei lemaisa. But let's first start with the Torah's Kohanim. Basically, there's a problem in the Parsha, which you don't see from the sheet. You have to know the Chumash a little bit. The Parsha begins that the Vayhi Beyom Hashmini Kara Moshe L'Aaron Aban Avdikta Yisrael Vayomer O'Aaron Kach L'Hos Ego Ben Belkar L'Chates. So this Parsha begins that Moshe tells Aaron what to do. And then in Pasuk Zion says Vayomer Moshe O'Aaron Karav El Mizbeach. So the problem is that he already told Aaron what to do. He told him, Kach Lecha Ego. So why does he have to tell him a second time, come close to the Mizbeach? So this seems to be the problem that Chazal were bothered by, both the Torah's Kohanim and the Rashi. Torah's Kohanim is the what's called the Medrash Halacha of the Chazal. In other words, we have, besides the Gemara from the Chazal, from the time of the Chazal, we have the Medrash Agada, which is the Agadas of the Chazal, and we have it called the Medrash Halacha, which is the Drushes on the Psukim. So this is the Torah's Kohanim, and the Yikra is called Torah's Kohanim. Interesting for those who don't know that there's a Perech of Chavetz Chaim wrote a Perish on the Torah's Kohanim. Yeah, we have the Sefer, Torah's Kohanim with the Perish of the Chavetz Chaim. Okay, so here it starts like this, the Torah's Kohanim. Krav HaMizbeach. Moshe the Ma'adavir Daimet. What's happened here with Aaron is a Moshe to the following scenario. Melech Basar Adam Shanasa Isha. King married a woman. V'hoitzam Isbayeshim Nefanav. She was embarrassed. You know, he's a king. I'm just a lowly lady. How can I go in and be his wife, equal, whatever? So V'nichnesa Achleisa Esa. So her sister came to her. Amrita. Why did you marry the king? That's the whole purpose of marrying him, is to, you have to talk to him, you have to relate to him, you have to be with him. Hey guys, he died, so harden your das, and go with the king. Kach omer Moshe to Aaron. Aaron, ochi, alman nifchardi os kohen gadol. Why were you chosen to be the kohen gadol? Eret to shar shen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go toughen yourself up, so to speak, and don't do the job. So the Chavetz Chaim explains, as other people say the same thing. Kloimar, what happened here? The Fishoy Aaron Nisbayish Lavod, if they Melech Malchay Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron understood the greatness of Hashem, Melech Malchay Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he felt embarrassed to serve as a Kohen Gadol, to be Oved Hashem in a special function, with a special closeness. Ki Isha Chadasha, so Aaron was like a new wife, Shem Isbayeshes the Shamish Hamel, who's embarrassed from the king. V'chach Omer Le Moshe Krav. In other words, Moshe told Aaron, listen, this is your job. So what it sounds like is that the way the Medrash is setting it up, Moshe already told Aaron to do it. Aaron wasn't doing it. Apparently he was paralyzed by some kind of embarrassment, busha. Who am I to go in to fly in the fnim to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Moshe had to tell him, go do it. Krav HaMizbeach, go. This is your job. What you gotta do? You gotta do it. That's it. And it's a Moshe that the sister tells her, the wife of the new king, what'd you marry the king for? That's it. That's what you gotta do. That's the whole job of being the wife. So, the kasha is, it's a very, is that, okay, by the mushroom I can hear it. But the question is, what did, by the, with Aaron, it's very strange. Aaron was a tremendous gadol. It doesn't seem that Moshe told him anything profound or anything that Aaron didn't know. He just says, Kravim is man. Go do it. This is your job. You know, just toughen yourself up and do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Just go do it. So what, Aaron also knew that this was his job. So what is, in other words, if Aaron was paralyzed by his embarrassment, so Moshe saying, well, you'd go do it, you know, thanks a lot, you know, I'm embarrassed, I can't do it. So what is Moshe telling Aaron that Aaron didn't know? It's very, in other words, he's not saying anything. He says, what does Moshe say? That Alman if Chartini is Kohen Gadol, why were you choosing to be the Kohen Gadol? As Sharish Van Kosh Baruch Hu, except to serve Hashem. I mean, obviously, Aaron knows that. Hug is Daita, so toughen yourself up and go do it. Okay, but I know that. Yes, thanks a lot. You know, there's a guy who's afraid to jump off the diving board. Say, well, that you got to stand there. Why don't you? You got to jump. Thanks a lot. But I'm afraid to jump. I'm uncomfortable to jump. I'm scared. Whatever it is, I'm embarrassed. So, it's maybe not exactly the same, but it's Lishbar is a oizen. It's the same thing. There's a famous story from the Gra. I have it here, and it's quoted in many places. It's safer here. She called Ruach Elio brings a story that. One time, Rav Chaim Voloshin came to Vilna to see the Gra, and usually he would go first to settle in his whatever, and before he would go to see the Gra, and he came, from the trip, he would rest up a little bit, and he comes in, and immediately he comes in to Vilna, and he gets a message, he must come immediately to the Gra. So he comes running, and he sees the Gra, looks in terrible shape, and he has towels wrapped around his head, and the Gra says, you must help me. He says, I can't figure out Shani Yishalmi. So the Gra says, or Rav Chaim Voloshin says, if you can't figure out what he wants from me, he says, no, maybe together. The Gra says, two is better than one. So Rav Chaim Voloshin thought of, the Gra explained to Yishalmi the problem. Rav Chaim Voloshin thought a little bit, and he thought of a pshat, and he tells the Gra the beginning, the pshat, and as soon as he tells him, the Gra's face lights up, and he takes off the towels from his head, and he tells his Misharish to bring some food. And he says, Rav Chaim Voloshin left, and he asked what's going on, and they told him that for 3 days the Gra is not eaten, because he got stuck on this Yishalmi. So it's a Pasha plea. The Gra is spending 3 days stuck on a Yishalmi. He won't eat because he's not up shot. He can't go further. Rav Chaim Voloshin walks in. Rav Chaim Voloshin did not compare to the Gra in Gaonis. He was a great person, but not like the Gra. The Gra was his Rebbe. And it seems relatively quickly he gets pshat. So what's going on here? How can it be that the Gra couldn't get pshat for 3 days and Rav Chaim Voloshin gets pshat? But the answer, and they asked this question, and I've seen it discussed, but the answer is pshat is that the Gra started learning, and for whatever reason he started learning in a certain mahalach. Maybe that's the normal mahalach to go. When the pashas, when you learn the sugya, this is the way you assume the sugya goes. So the Gra was learning the sugya like the simple mahalach of the sugya, following it through, going through the sugya. Then he got stuck with a problem. But since he started learning it a certain way, it's harder for him to backtrack and to start altogether completely fresh. Rav Chaim Voloshin, you present him on a silver platter. This way is no good. What it with Chan the Yishalmi? Oh, we'll learn a different way. Right? Which means that sometimes even brilliant, great people, not just great tzaddikim, they get locked into a certain way of looking at things and they don't see it in the full, total picture. And that's, in a certain sense, what seems to be happening here. Is that Aaron is focused on the fact, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassed. And Moshe is telling him, okay, but focus on the full picture. The full picture is, this is what you gotta do. Stop focusing on the embarrassment and change the focus. Focus on the fact that this is your job. Oh, okay. You change the focus. I'm ready to do it. And this something is that it's such a simple technique that sometimes we have an nisayon that we can't overcome. And all you have to do is, you know, start fresh and look at the full picture. Change the perspective. Look at it from a different angle. In other words, instead of here, if your focus is on, it's so embarrassing, I can't believe I have to do this, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, then you can't do it. But if your focus is, it's a mitzvah, this is my chiyuv, this is what I was chosen for, you know, you change your focus, then all of a sudden the same thing, no chaps. It's just a person, the human being has a, when you can look at the same thing from different perspectives and get totally different, impressions. It's like the optical illusions that people have. If you look at it one way, you see one thing. You look at it a different way, you see something else. So the same thing in life. So when you have a nisayon, if you look at it in one way, angle, it's impossible, I can't do it. You just change your perspective. You just stop. You stand back and look at it again from a different angle, and oh, of course I can do it. So that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is what he did here. That's for Aaron. He changed the perspective. Instead of Aaron focusing on, how can I can't do that. It's so embarrassing. I can't. It's embarrassing. Moshe stopped his focus. Let's focus on what has to be done. What's your job? What were you chosen for? Once you focus it from that, then it becomes a whole different answer. Okay. I think that's a very simple shmooze. It's a very sadistic shmooze. Sometimes it pays just, you know, to when you have a nisayon, just to try and refocus or change the perspective. Not anything, you don't have to have any gayness, and it makes it so much easier. But I want to say the main shmooze, I want to get to Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Same, the footnotes on the Rashi, and all the Meforshim, also the Mizrachi, they all say that the Rashi is based on this Taurus Kohanim. Rashi says, Shehoya Aaron Bosh V'yore L'Geshes. We're emphasizing on the Bosh, which is the first child of the Taurus Kohanim. So we see Rashi sticks at the end of the Bosh. Maybe Yore for the next child of the Taurus Kohanim, I don't know. That Aaron was embarrassed and afraid to go. Omer al Moshe, lama ata bosh, l'chach nifcharta. So l'chach nifcharta is the same as the Teres Kohanim. But the Rashi adds three words, lama ata bosh. Why are you embarrassed? Now, maybe why am I embarrassed? I have a good reason to be embarrassed. It's melech, melech, amloch, akosh baruch hu. You tell me that, okay, you're in what it seems in the Teres Kohanim, is that Moshe is telling Aaron, okay, you're embarrassed, but so what? You gotta do it anyway. Tough luck. You know, too bad. That's the job. You gotta do it, you gotta do it. That I understand. I understand the Torah's calling him. Aaron says, I can't, I'm so embarrassed. Moshe says, okay, you're embarrassed, but so what? You gotta do it anyway. Guy's on the diving board, I'm so scared. Okay, but you gotta dive. You know, you gotta do it, you gotta do it. So you're scared, so close your eyes and be scared. But the Rashi adds the words, lama ata bosh. I mean, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean, lama ata bosh? I'm bosh because it's an embarrassing situation. I'm lowly me, Aaron. Aaron's an anav. He realized, he sees all his chesrinus. He knows he just did the chet ha'ego. He was in whatever it was. He was, and I'm going to become the kohen gadol, melech, malchei, amlochei, makodesh, baruch hu. I mean, it's embarrassing. I can't. That's how I say. You tell me I can't, but don't say, why are you embarrassed? I have good reason to be embarrassed. So what you see here, I think, is such a yisaidistic achidish, which is so important, that what Moshe is saying, lama atabo, why are you embarrassed? Is it productive? Does it serve any purpose? Is it going to help you? If it's not going to help you, so don't be embarrassed. Meaning, we think, we think that emotions, feelings are, you know, you're locked in. I can't change my feelings. You can tell me, like the Torah is calling him, that Aval Begain, don't listen to your feelings. Go against it. But there's a better Tachbuda. Don't have the feelings. I'll give you a mashal. A person goes ahead and someone insults him. His wife insults him. His boss insults him. His best friend insults him. His chavrus insults him. Whatever it is. He's fuming. You say, no. The guy goes, he can't sleep at night. He's so angry. He's so everything. You go and say, what do you expect to gain from being angry? You want to divorce your wife? You're going to quit your job? You're going to drop your chavrusa? You want to lose your best friend? What do you expect to gain? Well, so maybe sometimes I have something to gain. I'll keep away from him. He's going to apologize. But let's assume you're not going to get any of that. You're not going to gain. There's nothing you have to gain. So what are you gaining from being angry? The only one you're hurting is yourself. So don't be angry. In other words, the person has a control on his feelings. And a person can tell himself, if there's no purpose, if I gain nothing from this feeling, then don't have it. The person has such an amazing kayach. It's not like feelings are, I can't help it. The guy insulted me. I'm upset. No, if you don't want to be upset, you don't have to be upset. It's your choice. A person has bechira chavshes on his actions and his feelings. The guy insulted you. Your wife insults you, your chavrusa, your best friend. It's your choice if you're going to let it bother you. It's not, I can't help it. He insulted me. I'm stuck. I have to be bothered. No. If you don't want to let it bother you, you can just forget it. That's the ability. A person has the ability. He can say, I'm not going to let this bother me. Forget it. People don't like to do that because people like to be locked in on their feelings. People like to be angry. Sometimes it's fun to be angry. It's fun to be whatever. But if you wanted to, you could just take it, just throw it out. And that's what Moshe is telling Aaron. Okay, in this case, is your embarrassment, is it productive or counterproductive? In this case, it's counterproductive because l'chav nechartah, you were given a job to be the Kohen Gadol. Having busha is interfering with your job. So if it's interfering with your job, what are you going to do? You're going to give up the being a Kohen Gadol? You can't give up the being a Kohen Gadol. You're not allowed to give up the being the Kohen Gadol. You don't want to give up to be the Kohen Gadol. You want to be the Kohen Gadol. So this hargosha of busha is serving no positive function. It's just interfering. So why are you feeling it? Lama atabosh. Right? Now it's such a Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron, just chuck it. Just get rid of it. Throw it out. Stop feeling busha. I'm embarrassed. So don't be embarrassed. It's your choice. People have control over your feelings. If it's l'chach mifcharta, and this busha is not productive, it's interfering with your ability to do your mission in life, then don't feel it. And it's such a very, very, the Yisoid is so important because one of the most common, so to speak, rationales that we have is onus. I can't. Onus is the biggest rationale for everything. I can't. Onus Rachmana Patrik. And one of the things we're onus for sure, we feel, I can't stop my feelings. This is the way I feel. I'm in a bad mood. I can't help that. I'm angry. Someone insulted me. I can't help that. It's not my fault. I'm an onus. I can't help it. And what you see from this chazal is that a person has control not only on his actions. In other words, in the simple reading of the Torah's Kohanim is that a person has control on his actions. And you can go again. You can act against their feelings. That we would normally say, you might be fuming at your wife or your boss, but you don't want to get fired, so put on a good face, cover up, make believe like you're not upset. You're fuming at your wife, but don't show it because it's just going to make machlokes. You're fuming at your boss, but if you're going to show it, he's going to fire you, so don't show it. But that would be simple pshat the Torah's Kohanim. But what Rashi is saying is such a deeper vort that it, you have to cover it up. That means that it's only hurting yourself. It's just eating you up. So don't have that feeling. Well, you have to have a feeling and then go against it. That's so hard. And then you're unhappy and you feel miserable. Just don't have that feeling. The feeling is not productive. The feeling is interfering. So get rid of your feelings. And that is a person, that's part of the goddess of a person. I don't know, but the human being has that tremendous kayach. He has the ability to get rid of feelings. And that's why we're judged on feelings. There's an avera called sinas chinam. What do you want? Why should I have an avera sinas chinam? He gets on my nerves. No, it's your fault. You shouldn't let it bother you. A person has the ability. If you don't want to make it bother you, it won't bother you. You can change your feelings. You can't say, no, I can't help myself. I don't like him. It's just natural. No. If you don't want to have sin as chinam, you don't have to have sin as chinam. If you don't want that something bother you, you don't have to be bothered. If you don't want to be embarrassed, you don't have to be embarrassed. And it's not an einus. It's your own choice. And we sometimes people choose to be miserable because we're choosing to have feelings that are interfering with our ability to function and interfering with our happiness. And therefore, what we have to do is we have to make up our minds to let go of these feelings. And once we do that, we'll be able to be obviously much happier and much more productive.